And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 10th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898. Bertolt Brecht, a Marxist who regarded his plays as social experiments, did not want the audience to become emotionally involved with the story, rather to acknowledge the stage as a stage and the actors as actors and not as real people. With Hitler's rise to power in 1933, Brecht left Germany, moved to Denmark, then Sweden, Finland, journeyed across Russia, settled in Hollywood in 1941, as in Germany his books were burned and his citizenship was withdrawn. It's the birthday of Boris Pasternak, born in Moscow, 1890. Did not write for many years in the 30s and early 40s because of his fear of censorship under the government of Joseph Stalin. And then around 1945 began to work in secret on his masterpiece, Dr. Zhivago. Finished it in 1955, smuggled it out of the Soviet Union. It was published in Italy, became an international bestseller, an epic novel about more than 60 characters through the first half of 20th century Russia. And it's the birthday of the Norwegian journalist Astny Seierstad, born in Oslo, 1970, best known for The Bookseller of Kabul, which came out in 2003, was a big bestseller. Astny Seierstad, who after college in Norway went to China to study Chinese, to Berlin to learn German, Moscow to work for a news agency, Belgrade to live in an artist's colony, also lived in Mexico, France, Italy. She became fluent in five languages and okay, as she puts it, in four more. And after 9/11, she spent weeks in rural parts of Afghanistan with the commandos of the Northern Alliance, traveling in military vehicles, sleeping on stone floors and in mud huts. She rode into Kabul with the Northern Alliance in November 2001 and found a bookstore, a place owned by an elegant, gray-haired Afghan man, well-educated, who loved to talk about politics and writing. The man was passionate about books. He'd hid them from the Taliban. He'd gone to prison. He invited her to a meal with his family, and she decided to write a book about them. She lived with them for 3 months, and the book she wrote, The Bookseller of Kabul, was a huge success, except with the bookseller himself, who was not happy about the way he'd been portrayed, and he flew to Norway to denounce her and wrote his own book called Once Upon a Time, There Was a Bookseller in Kabul, about how a Norwegian troll visits Afghanistan and abuses his family's hospitality. Here's a poem for today by William Blake, Nurse's Song. When the voices of children are heard on the green and laughing is heard on the hill, my heart is at rest within my breast and everything else is still. Then come home, my children, the sun has gone down and the dews of night arise. Come, come, leave off play and let us away till the morning appears in the skies. No, no, let us play, for it is yet day, and we cannot go to sleep. Besides, in the sky the little birds fly, and the hills are all covered with sheep. Well, well, go and play till the light fades away, and then go home to bed. The little ones leaped and shouted and laughed, and all the hills echoed. William Blake, Nurse's Song. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.